Remember what Paul said in Romans 10? The Word is nigh you. What Word? Word of promise. It is in your mouth and in your heart. First it's in your mouth. Then it gets in your heart. And then Jesus came along and told the parable of the sower. And he said, the heart of man is the soil. And the Word of God is the seed. And the way you plant it is by saying it. If you had faith as a seed, you would say. It's a principle of calling things that are not as though they were.
The Word is working mightily in me. The Word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstances, what I feel or see, the Word is working mightily in me.
Sometimes people say, well, you're not going to catch me talking to the tree or to the problem area. I just don't talk to mountains. I just believe that's a bunch of foolishness. Well, there's no mountains going to be moved, is it? But the people that say that, they talk to the mountain all the time. But they're saying, the mountain's getting bigger. Dear God, I'll never get out of debt, be in debt the rest of my life. I'll never get over this. They're operating the principle in reverse. And the more they say it, the more they believe it, the more they believe it, the more they say it. Now let me give you an example. I remember Oral Roberts told me this years ago. He said, don't ever quit using illustrations because they're windows that people see through. They can understand. When I was farming, I farmed for several years after I farmed last year in high school. Never knew what it was to make a bad crop. I was positive, you know, I just believed God, and I was born again at age 13, and I always made good crops. Until I got in a business deal with a fella, and it was, well, actually what I did, I put out a fleece before God, and like Gideon did. Well, Gideon didn't have the Holy Spirit, but we do. And all the fleece turned out just right, you know, and I really got fleeced. And I lost a lot of money in that deal, and it turned negative. And started saying things like, doesn't matter what I do, it won't work out anyway. You watch and see. Now I'm prophesying my defeat. You watch and see. I'll plant my cotton deep and it'll turn cold and rain. Or if I plant it shallow, it'll turn off dry and it won't come up. You watch and see. And I thoroughly believe that. I believe that with all of my heart. That's the reason I'm saying it. And Jesus said, he shall have whatsoever he saith, if he believe and doubt not his heart. And so after that business deal, I went back into farming. I had sold a small farm I bought and went into business with this fellow. He didn't do business like I did, and I didn't know some things that I found out later. But anyway, I lost a lot of money on the deal. And you know, unforgiveness could have fouled up my life over that deal. But I made a decision. I said, I'm going to give him the money that I've lost in this deal and believe for a return. I'm not going to hold it against him. That's just the way that he believed. That's just the way he did business. It was my fault for putting out a fleece, you know. What I did, I talked myself into it. Now, the Word says it's in your mouth and in your heart. I talked about this business deal until it got in my heart, and I felt led by my spirit, not God's spirit, to go into business with this fellow. And see, because it came from my spirit, I thought it was the Holy Spirit leading me. And then when it turned out bad, you know, the devil tries to tell you, see there, God just ruined your finances. He led you into this, and he's just taking your finances away from you. Well, if you didn't believe that, he'd come up with some other goofy thing. But when you go back to the Word, God is a good God all the time. And it wasn't God's fault, it's my fault. See, you can talk yourself into some deals sometimes. Because if you talk it long enough, you'll believe it. The proverb says, when desire cometh, it's a tree of life. In other words, when that desire, you talk that desire in here, you're going to find a way to cause it to come pass. Whether it's God's will or not God's will. I mean, if you go to looking at the new cars down at the showroom, and it'll whoop a craving on you, and you'll find a way to cause it to come to pass when it's really not might not be the thing to do at the present time, and you'll end up with that car in your garage with 48 easy payments. When desire cometh, it's a tree of life. But the Scripture says, delight yourself in the Lord. If you do that, you delight yourself in His Word. And He'll give you the desires of your heart. In other words, if you delight yourself in the Word, confess the Word, proclaim the Word, God will put in your heart the desires that are of God. And then you'll be led by your Spirit to be in the right place at the right time for the right situation. So here was the situation. I proclaimed. Now, I went back to farming. I was farming 800 acres, some of the best land in Lone Oak County. And I farmed it for 2 years after I turned negative and didn't make enough money to buy my driver's license. In fact, I lost $100,000. Now, what's changed? The only thing that's changed is my attitude and my words. Don't make any difference what I do. It won't work out anyway. And now, I want to explain this because people say, well, now, what you said didn't have anything to do with the weather. See, I said, you watch and see. If I plant it deep, it'll turn cold and rain. Or if I plant it shallow, it'll turn off dry and it won't come up. And that's exactly what happened. But now, what I said didn't change the weather, but what I said planted a seed down here. It's in my mouth and it got in my heart, and it says, find a way to cause him to do it the wrong way. So when I began to think and meditate on how should I plant it, I felt led right down in here by my spirit. Now, it's the human spirit, not the Holy Spirit. Because I had planted the wrong seeds down here in the soil. Just like planting tomatoes if you want radishes. You might say, oh, well, the ground knew what I meant. You're going to get what you planted. He shall have whatsoever he planteth. God is not, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man saith, that shall he also haveth. That's St. Charles' translation. So he shall have whatsoever he saith. He is saying, you're going to have what you plant. Now, is this hard to operate in? He furnishes seed for the sower and bread for your food and multiplies your seed sown. Now, as long as that seed is in the barn, it will never multiply. You've got to plant it. You plant the seed. You plant it by saying it. There are different ways of planting seed. If it's a financial need, you plant a financial seed. If you need healing, pray for somebody that needs healing. Plant a seed for what you need. Give of what you have need of. It's a law of Genesis. Everything produces after its kind. The seed is in itself, Genesis says. Everything produces after its kind. So the ability to produce is in, the DNA is in that seed. In fact, we can say it this way, the DNA of God is in His Word. And when you get that word on the inside of you, I'm not talking about just knowing what it said. I'm talking about speaking the word until it becomes a part of you. And then, this is the way Jesus said it in Matthew, the 12th chapter. A good man, out of the good deposit of his heart, or treasure of his heart, he bringeth forth good things. Now, who did he say brought it forth? The man did. Because he was obedient to what God said. This morning we talked about Joshua 1:8. Let not the book of the law depart out of your mouth. Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that's written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. Who was going to make Joshua's way prosper? Joshua. If he would be obedient to God. Now, don't misunderstand me. God had a lot to do with it because it was his seed. But if Joshua would keep that word in his mouth, he would observe, be able to see on the inside of him how to cause the manifestation of the promise in his life. And this takes the struggle out of faith. I see so many people that struggle with faith. Oh, I'm just trying to have faith, they'd say. That's not the way you get faith. You get faith by confessing a word. Bible faith only comes from the Bible. You can't get Bible faith by hearing somebody what happened to somebody else. It might inspire some faith that you already have. See, this is one of the missing links in the faith connection. There's people that say, well, if God did it for Brother so-and-so, he'll do it for me. Not necessarily. See, that's what the Lord said to me one time. He said, and I wasn't doing anything spiritual. I was building a deer stand. I was up on top of a tree just hammering away. And he said to me, I heard the Spirit of God say, what some people call faith is not faith at all. Just high expectation based on wrong information. I just laid my hammer down. Just sit down. I was going to listen to this sermon. And my wife and I were, Peggy and I were going through the woods the other day on a four-wheeler. We was opening up some new lots on a development up at the mountain. And I pointed that stand out to her. It's about to rot down now. It's been years ago. I said, that's the stand where the Lord told me that what some people call faith, not faith at all, is high expectation based on wrong information. Now, you can see how that it might inspire somebody's faith if they heard a testimony, but faith doesn't come by hearing testimonies. Faith comes by hearing the Word. And Paul links it to your voice saying what God said. The Word is nigh you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. Didn't say it's in your pastor's mouth and in your heart. It says it's in your mouth and in your heart. Now, don't misunderstand me. You'll get some knowledge and some faith from hearing your pastor preach, but it is more profound. And because it's in your mouth and then it's in your heart, you might not be paying that close attention to what the pastor says. You don't have to receive everything you hear. And sometimes something else distracts you. But you can't hardly be distracted when it's coming out of your mouth. Your mind will listen to what you say. And Paul said, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now that word renewing is a continual sense. I don't think we ever get to the point that we don't need to continually give voice to God's Word on a daily basis. I think it is one of the avenues that will keep you in. It's a good way to fellowship with the Lord and to understand His ways. And it says, God made His ways known unto Moses. Well, He'll make them known unto you because your spirit will pick up this information from God as you confess what God said, and you'll be led by your spirit to be in the right place at the right time. So here I was saying, it won't make any difference what I do, so I planted my cotton that year. And it turned cold and rained, and they were talking about rain every day when I was planting, and so I thought it over, and I just felt led to plant it deep. That was exactly the wrong thing to do. But you see, I had planted the seed weeks and months before. You watch and see, I'll do it wrong. And Jesus said, He shall have whatsoever He saith. Now, it didn't change the weather, but it changed the decision that I made, or it caused me to make the wrong decision. Now, you'll hear people say sometimes, I ever get under pressure, I always make the wrong decision. And as long as you say that, you always will. You're going to have to, you know, I said this morning, and it bears repeating, because these simple things are profound. You walk in an elevator, and you don't punch where you are. You don't call it like it is. You call that elevator where it's not. You're on floor one. You punch six. You don't punch one, if you want to go to floor six. Oh, well, the elevator knew what I meant. No, it didn't. It knew what you planted, and you're going to get just exactly that. You can pray till that thing rots down, and it's not going to move until you call for something that's not where you're not. Now, remember what Paul said? The invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by things that are made. It's called calling things that are not as though they were. And Paul said in Romans, the 4th chapter, he said, God taught Abraham to call things that are not as though they were. Now, you remember Abram. He got the promise when he was 75 years old. The man had the promise 24 years. No manifestation of it. And God appeared to him in the 15th chapter and said, when he appeared to him, Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? Well, God had told him when he separated from Lot, and he said, look to the east, west, north, and south. I'm going to give you everything you can see. That was the promised land, physical land. Today, our promised land are the promises of the new covenant. And God will give you everything you can conceive and get in your spirit. If you can see it on the inside of you, you can live out the reality of it. The way you see it is by planting it in there, the image, by words. When you say what God said about you, it creates an image. You can be in lack, and I was. I was in lack. Like I said, I was so poor I couldn't pay attention at the point when I got a hold of this message. And I'd go to service. I couldn't listen to the pastor. I was too worried about my finances. Worried myself sick over my finances. The craziest thing I ever did. Didn't have any finances to worry about. The devil's crazy, I'm telling you. And he'll make you crazy if you'll listen to him and follow him. But when I got a hold of this principle that you call things that are not, the things that God has already given to you, you call for it. You make a demand on it. Now, we're not demanding of God. We're demanding of the provision that He made. 2 Peter chapter 1 says that God has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. You've got to have the knowledge of God, how He operates. And you see, that's what Paul's talking about. Invisible things from the creation of the world, clearly seen, being understood by things that are made. He made the earth, and He made the seed, and the seed is in itself, and the Word has the ability in itself to bring to pass the promise of God. But it has to be planted in the human spirit or heart, what the Bible calls the heart. And Jesus said it works just like soil. It'll produce whatever you plant in it, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent. So I planted the wrong seeds. You watch and see. See, I'm prophesying my defeat. I'm prophesying poverty. And I lived it out. My dad borrowed money. I borrowed $100,000 on his farm to pay the loan that I'd taken out those 2 years. And the only difference was I turned negative. There is an aura that radiates from you when you have the Word of God abiding in you. It's called the shield of faith. But when you get negative in life and begin to talk all of these negative things, there's an aura that radiates from you that drives away the blessings of God. But if you get the Word of God in your heart, and Jesus said it this way, the good man out of the good deposit heart, he brings forth good things, for out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. In other words, God's Word produces faith for the things that He has given you. But it must be abundantly in your heart before you can speak words that will change situations and things. And most people give up before they get there. They don't realize that there is a time of confessing the Word, proclaiming the Word, planting the seed, getting it the foundation down here. You know, pouring concrete in July and August is not much fun. But it is the thing to do if you're going to build. And you've got to get the foundation in here of faith. You confess the Word until faith is abundantly in the heart. Till you believe what you say will come to pass. Now, this is why it's so important that we don't confess things that are unscriptural. When we say, tickle me to death, laugh, the thought of die, die, and go, go and die if I don't, that inhibits our ability to release faith in every word. Jesus said, let your yea be yea and your nay, nay. Anything more than this cometh of evil. The good man out of the good deposit of his heart he brings forth. How does he bring it forth? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So there's a time a period of confessing the Word, proclaiming the Word, meditating the Word, to get it down here to where we are fully persuaded. You know, the Scripture says of Abraham, he was fully persuaded that what God had promised he was able to perform. Abram was his name before his name was Abraham. Abram never was fully persuaded. You read it. He never was fully persuaded. We have no record that he ever said what God said about it. God tried to get him to tell the stars, so shall my seed be, so shall my seed be. When God appeared to him in the 15th chapter, you thought he'd forgot about it, didn't you? He appeared to him 15th chapter, and Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless? As we'd say in Arkansas, he let the cat out of the bag right there. He told why he didn't have the promised child. He saw himself childless. God said, I'll give you everything you can see. But he wouldn't say what God said. He wouldn't create the image. Words create images. Imagination is a powerful thing, especially when it's hooked to the Word of God. So if we get the Word in us, we begin to see ourselves the way God says we are. We're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. It's not me that's great. I like what Brother Hagin said one time. People introduced him and said, here's a great man of God. He got up and said, no, I'm just a man with a great God. Yeah, that's the way to say it. We have a great God, and He's given seed to the sower. And as the rain and snow comes down from heaven, so shall my word be, that it shall force the earth, or force the heart to produce and bring forth what you plant in it. It has no choice about the matter. But if we plant the wrong seed, the wrong thing's going to come up. Just like marijuana, if you plant it, it's going to come up. Somebody slips in and plants it in your backyard, it'll come up. So that's why it's so dangerous to say things that are contrary to the Word of God. I mean, it's like slapping God in the face when you say these negative things. Well, it'll make any difference what I do and work out anyway. I always make it wrong. What's God going to do? Another thing that's involved, and if we have time, we'll deal with this a little bit later, but when you speak what God says in His Word, you get the attention of angels. Psalm 103, verse 19 says, the angels hearken to the voice of His Word. Well, that means they're in charge of seeing that His Word comes to pass. And here's God's Word. Jesus said, I speak only that which you hear my Father say, and it's in the red. Let's put it up here and see what it says. Don't have any voice, does it? But blessed be God, as I have given, it's given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men given to my bosom. I have abundance and no lack. My God has met my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd, and I do not want. I'm filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I have the mind of Christ, and the wisdom of God is formed within me. I'm in the right place at the right time where the good deals come off. The angels just got an assignment. I gave voice to the Word of God. It's their responsibility to see that it comes to pass. But now, about the time they're trying to get it all together, and then they hear you say, well, I guess it's never going to happen. And they're saying, oh my, we've worked for 6 weeks to bring this to pass. We just wells to quit. They'll walk over and fold their hands and sit down on the couch. Because he shall have. We know that Jesus said he shall have whatsoever he saith. And he just blew the deal before he's about to manifest. I don't know. I know I've told this here several times, but some of you wasn't here, and I want to hear again myself. This fellow said he had the best coon dog in the world, and he told this fellow, he said, we go in the woods. He said, this coon dog will have a coon up the tree in 10 minutes. And said, one thing about this dog, he never lies. When he trees, you'll get the coon. So they go out, and they're testing the dog, you know. Well, 1, 2, 3 times, 10 minutes, they had a coon. The fourth time, he treed up little old sapling about so big, not a hole in it, not a leaf on it, and no coon in sight. The guy said, I thought you said that this dog didn't lie. He said, now one thing I forgot to tell you about this dog. He said, this dog is so fast, sometimes he gets there before the coon does. He said, just sit down. He'll be along in a minute now. And see, some of you thought God was late. Just sit down. You got there early. You know, we always get in a hurry. God's timing is exact. You hold fast to your confession of faith. Stay with the Word of God, and it will manifest. It's like the rain and snow that comes from heaven. It forces the earth to produce. You keep watering the Word with the confession of that Word, and it's going to produce in your life. But if the devil can talk you into confessing what he says, now see, we talked about this morning. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. That means faith is the substance of what I desire. I desire what God has given me, right? But that being true, the opposite end of that is that fear is the substance of things you don't desire. Job proved that to be true. He said, the thing I have greatly feared has come upon me. The thing I was afraid of is coming to me. So we must stay with the Word of God, stay with the seed, because as the rain and snow comes from heaven, so shall God's Word be. It shall water the earth and force it to produce. And the heart of man is likened to the soil that produces it. And you remember Jesus said in the parable of the sower, He said, lust of other things entering in, choke the Word. Deceitfulness of riches, lust of other things entering in, choke the Word. Note, nothing choked the Word unless it entered in. You can't believe with your head what you can believe with your heart. That's why faith works in the heart. Let me tell you something about words. Words are spirit words. Jesus said, the words I speak unto you are spirit. They're life. Now, in the realm of the Spirit, there's no time or distance. That's what the Word of God, when it's abundantly in you and that faith is in you, it draws the blessings of God.
If you would like a copy of the program you have seen today, call our toll-free order line at 1-877-396-9400 or visit our website at www.charlescaps.com. The program is available in CD or audio cassette, DVD or VHS videotapes for $12 plus shipping and handling. Just ask for the program number listed here and be sure to specify what format you want when ordering.
We are glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. To order the product offered on today's program, send your check or money order to Charles Capps Ministries. Or to place your order on Visa or MasterCard, call 1-877-396-9400. For more information about Charles Capps Ministries or for a schedule of meetings, write to Charles Capps.